There are some names we've talked about. We talked about Tank Dell. We talked about the running backs that didn't practice that showed up on the injury report. Clint, another name has shown up, and it's Nico Collins. And Nico Collins is limited with a hamstring.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how you feel about hamstrings. Those are the ones that you'd rather see ankle. You'd rather see a lot of things. But he is limited with a hamstring. Clearly, we understand what that has meant for Damian Pierce. He has missed the last 2 weeks with a hamstring. Nico Collins, obviously a receiver and obviously somebody that you don't want that plays a position where you don't want their hamstrings to be in any kind of an issue. Can he cut loose? Is he good? Yeah. And he's had issues with hamstrings. This wouldn't be the first time he's missed a game due to hamstrings. That one is one to really keep an eye on today and tomorrow to see how severe this injury is.
Yeah, man, it's like one of them old NASCARs with a bad wheel, Chief. Yeah, it's hard to win, man. Them hamstrings are bad, man. These guys are so tightly wound and run so damn much and in and out of their breaks so much, man. A little old hamstring,
yep,
just tweak is hard for these guys to get beyond. And the worst thing is when they think they feel good enough to go and they go out there and make it worse. And you just, it's almost you're better off just
or
saying.
Or you're thinking about it. You're nervous to just let it hang all the way out.
Yeah, you're almost better off just shutting them down until they don't feel it at all and then keep it moving. So this is not good. I would rather it be an ankle. Hell, I'd rather it be a knee, if I'm being completely honest with you. I mean, obviously not something that's going to keep you from playing, but a pain, you know, yeah, a sprained knee or something.
You're done.
I'd rather it be something like that than a nagging hamstring, you know, issue that's going on. So hopefully it's no big deal.
Yeah.
But, down what looks like it's going to be Tank Dell already. They don't need to be down Nico Collins in a week when they need to get this offense right.
Or even a lesser, you know, Nico Collins.
That's right.
Right there. But, we'll see there. We'll keep you updated on that or any reports that we get. But, again, if you're just jumping in and you're missing it, Nico Collins has just popped up on the injury report, and he was limited today with a hamstring issue. All right, the Astros are off today, and these last three games, even though Tyler is going to lose his mind if they don't play well, depending on no matter who's out there. But these games are meaningless games.
Difference between playing well and committing four damn errors in a game. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but there's a difference.
Tyler still has expectations for the Astros.
The nightmare third continues for Shea.
Of these final three that they play in Cleveland.
That may have been your worst moment yesterday, Tyler, if I saw them bets right.
What?
Oh, did you bet the over? Is that what that was?
Yeah, the over for the game hit. I didn't hit the team total, but I hit more on the game than I didn't.
Astros over.
Oh, I got you.
No, I had the total for the game, too, and I had more money on that, so I'm all good.
Good, okay. All right, yeah. Yeah, Clint. That's the first thing Clint said when we got in there. He said, "What? I think Tyler."
When I saw that he made the bet, I was like, "I guess everybody's playing." And then I looked at the line. I was like, "Hell, ain't nobody playing." And then Bregman came out. I was like, "Boy, that's going to be in trouble." But I guess if you had the over the other side of it too on the big bet,
took a shot.
It don't matter.
Yeah, he took a shot. All right, but I think these games we're just really kind of getting prepared for what the postseason's going to look like, what decisions Joe's going to make.